about two more right here live with us in studio from Penobscot Theater Company, Artistic Director Jonathan Berry returning. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Rich. Great to see you.
Wonderful to have you here with us. And to my right here in the studio, he is an actor, director, puppeteer, theater historian, and the director of the upcoming show at Penobscot Theater, Constellations, Jarrell L. Henderson. Jarrell, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So wonderful to have you both here to learn about this show that I'm hearing about secondhand from my wife, but it sounds amazing. Can you give us a little overview of Constellations?
Sure. It's written by Nick Payne, a British playwright, and it was, on the scene probably about 10 years ago, but he has written a story about, a love story about Roland, a beadkeeper, and Marianne, a theoretical physicist, and they meet at a barbecue, and that sort of starts a spark. And then you get to see all the different possible variations of the relationship that come from that initial spark. And it truly is. It's you see them coming together. You see them splitting apart. You see them reconciling. You see them dealing with potential marriage proposals. All the different possibilities that can happen when two people meet. And it is truly a spectacular love story for both our time and also the cold months of January.
Mm-hmm. And time, is it safe to say, Jarrell, is a relative thing in this story?
Very relative, yes. Absolutely.
Little sliding doors perspective going on?
Very much so, very much so. And that's part of the fun of bringing it to life is figuring out how to theatricalize time and how to make that... I guess more apparent, how to make it flow with the story. Absolutely. Yeah.
What drew you to this story?
I like love stories. I like plays. The structure of the play gets me very excited because it does. I like worlds that jump around. You know, my husband, I was talking to it about it with him, you know, just kind of the story and the structure. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's up your alley. You know? so that's, you know, I love a good love story. And this one's a cosmic love story. And it's just fun to kind of get your hands in. I also wanted to come to Maine. I have a personal goal. I want to direct one play or musical at least in every state of the union.
Wow.
And so Constellations was like, all right, Maine. So I get a chance to come here and hang out with all of you.
Nice. All right. So what number are you on? How far along are you?
I think I'm on like 4.
Oh.
So that's...
Well, you're a young man. That's a very achievable goal.
Time is relative.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. I saw a comment one of the promotional interviews you posted from Dominic Varney talking about the way the space is used, because you've got that vast stage, and he was talking about how the production design enables us to see both that vastness but also the intimacy that makes up this story.
It's Chelsea M. Warren is our set designer on this, and I think that she and Jarrell have just done a beautiful job about because the whole point is that you have these two people who exist in this vast universe. And what we're seeing is all the different ways that they can come together and come apart. So we have I think it's 28 by 40 foot opening at the Penobscot Theater in the Bangor Opera House. So they've created this little island almost at the center that kind of pulls the action downstage. Jarrell's done really smart staging about like different levels and how you move up and down. And then within that, she's created I wish I knew the number. They have so much rope that they have macrame'd across the stage to kind of create this like grid and focus energy that says, hey, it's happening right here, but it's expanding out. And then a harrowing moment at the Opera House where we were hanging this gorgeous ceiling piece to kind of create a little all those things where you cross your fingers and say, like, this is a 100-year-old hemp line rope system. We're good with this, right? It's a lot, but so far everything, and it's a really beautiful. But it puts all of your focus on the relationship and on these two people colliding and coming together and coming apart.
It's well, really can you talk a little bit, Jarrell, about the cast members you're working with?
Absolutely, M. Joy Gavino, Dominic Varney it's everything that you would really want to ask for in performers. I have not worked with either of them before. Dominic, obviously, because he's been here. MJoy, I did know in Chicago. We just hadn't got a chance to connect. Sometimes you got to go out of town to connect with folks. When we started in rehearsal, the first thing that we all worked really hard to do was just to build a vocabulary. A vocabulary based on trust, communication, and just like genuine respect of each other's artistry. For me, the greatest fear is, one of my greatest fears as a director is that something that I will do or say will come off as disrespectful to another artist. I have been an actor. I started performing when I was 7. I stopped performing when I was 27. And so and one of the reasons why I don't perform is because I know what it takes to do that. And I prefer to put my energy in directing and storytelling on the other side of the stage. But I know how hard it is. I know what it's like to create a character. I know what it's like to memorize lines. I know what it's like to live in a vulnerable space. And I do not believe that performers need coddling, but they do need security. They do need someone who's going to listen to them and treat them like what they do isn't easy, you know? And so being able to work with them and being able to see everyone in the room work hard to trust people, work hard to listen, work hard to be open with each other, and then to see what the results yield, right? Then you get a situation like we have now where, like, there's quiet and calm and people talk and people listen. And that's kind of how we're able to all grow together. So working with those two performers, you know, and learning from their dedication and what they put into it and the resilience that they have, it really, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but it's really been a joy. It's been really joyful to work on.
Well, and isn't that the key to creating great art is establishing a safe enough space that people feel safe in challenging themselves and are able to achieve things maybe they didn't think they could do?
Absolutely. Every producer that I've studied in the history of my life in American popular culture, and we're talking Berry Gordy Jr., we're talking Clive Davis, we're talking Steven Spielberg, we're talking Vinette Carroll and Barbara Antier and the, you know, black theater scene in the 1970s. All of these personalities figured out ways to create space for specific communities. You're talking Spike Lee in the 80s when he was gathering his friends. It really is all about figuring out how to create that space for these group of people, and y'all have a connection. If you don't have a connection, that's cool. It's not a bad thing. Like, they can't all be home runs. But in this space, it's like, okay, we all get it and we build it and then it yields. That's actually how it yields. But it comes from that trust and communication. And that's what I felt in there. And I tried to establish that, but it was definitely coming from the performers as well. And also, they're just fun to be around. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times we would talk about musical theater, that it's a love of all of us, or just other shows. And so it gives us a reminder of theater, if nothing else, a common love of theater is what brings us all together. So if there's anything that we can spend time talking about, chances are it can be something that's related to theater.
We're talking with Jarell L. Henderson, Jonathan Berry. Penobscot Theater's Constellations opens this weekend. Jonathan, you've talked with us in the past about theater can be a mirror, it can be a window. I feel like with this story, it's a little of both.
It absolutely is. I think that the beautiful thing about the exploration of all the possible variations on a relationship is eventually they're going to hit one that you have been in, that you wanted to avoid, that you were desperate to get to and didn't quite. So I think it speaks to that level. I love Nick Payne as a playwright. And I think the thing that I most love is that he is equal parts heart and head, that he is just a deeply intelligent playwright who takes his work very seriously in terms of like delving into it and going deeply into understanding it. And then he writes incredibly human people at the center of it that have to then deal with the world and the universe as he's creating in this one. So for this, right, the head part of it, right, we are partnering with the Maine Science Festival, and we've got three great either talk shows or talkbacks. They're all on the website. But two with theoretical physicists who are working at the University of Maine, and then a honey tasting that went so well with Queen. We are in our honey seasons, it seems.
Yes.
Because Roland is a beekeeper, so Queen obviously focused around bees and honey as well. But we're bringing back the beekeepers to taste some more honey. So some really great engagement events for this one that that will, I think, allow you to get a little more access into a world that maybe you don't have access to, as you're then seeing, oh yeah, I remember when I said the wrong thing in a relationship, and like I can pinpoint where it went wrong, and it's when I said that thing. And I think that's what the playwright has done so beautifully, is like he finds that little moment and just shows, oh, if you say this instead of that, suddenly you're on a different path.
Who hasn't had that conversation in their head before? So am I painting with too broad a brush, Jarrell, to suggest that anybody who's been in love would love this show?
I think that anyone who, yes, short answer to the question, yes, absolutely. But anyone who's ever negotiated just an intimate relationship, I think, will be drawn to it, because while this is specifically a love story, it is also a story of how two spirits who are drawn together dance around each other. So people who maybe don't feel as though they've been in love, that was me until a few years ago, I think it's something that would also draw them in, because you can still understand what it means to be drawn to a person and to want to be in that person's sphere enough that you're willing to try again. You're willing to come back to the table, even though you've been hurt, even though something just weird happened. Sometimes relationships peter out. You know, I was watching a documentary, I think it was the Color Purple one, but it might have been something else. And Oprah Winfrey and Whoopi Goldberg had met each other, you know, years after the Color Purple film. And, you know, Whoopi Goldberg said to Oprah, did I say something to you years ago? And Oprah was like, no, did I say something to you? And they had just drifted away from each other, you know, and now they're able to reconnect. And so you've got insecurity on both their parts, and you're not quite sure. So I it's a really special show.
Well, it sounds like it. I can't wait to see it. I want to mention as well, too, a couple other things of note. One is self-interest, because I'm involved in it next week, but a chance for people to revisit some of Penobscot Theater's 50-year history coming up next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, on the 31st, we broke down 50 years of plays into three different segments. So we had the first 17 years early in the fall. We're having the next 17. So right now we're going to look at from 1990 to 2007. So it's the Mark Torres and Scott Levy years. Some really remarkable plays in there. And we're going to do a selection of scenes. It's a free event at the Stage Door starting at 6:30 p.m. So you can come on. It'll be about if I can edit it down, it'll be about an hour. But we might go on. We'll keep serving the drinks. But it's going to be a really delightful event to bring in some of our old friends and some of our current actors, and a great celebration of the work from the past that has got us to where we are at.
Well, it's been a remarkable 50th season so far. Cannot wait to see Constellations. It opens this weekend. You've got previews starting tomorrow?
Previews start on Thursday. Okay. We do have a Pay What You Can on Wednesday evenings for people who want that kind of access. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Official previews start Thursday, and then our opening is Saturday night.
All right. You can get your tickets by calling the theater, 942-3333, going online at penobscottheater.org. Or stop into the beautiful and historic Bangor Opera House and say, Amy, I need tickets. Help me out. Do all that. Jonathan, great to see you again, my friend.
Thanks, Rich. Same.
Jarrell, great to have you here. Wish you a much success. Break a leg.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
It is 18 minutes after the hour on Downtown as we get it underway on a Tuesday afternoon. Still to come, John Corrales on the Celtics, Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, actor and podcaster and comedian, stand-up improviser Paul F. Tompkins in the 5 o'clock hour, our friend Dennis Price coming up as well tomorrow.